The following is an at-will presentation.
This was written by Bethany Myers. Boobs, vaginas, clits, plural. That girl and this girl and girls, plural. Snip, slice, nipples, cut, scissor. How do lesbians have sex? Have we not figured this out yet? Men have sex when they insert, pump, come. Not sex unless you insert, not sex until you come. But what about her? Did she come? Is it sex? If she didn't come, she inserts, she pumps, she comes, so does she. And again, multiple, plural, girl on girl, girls objectified, they're drunk. Porn, a show, pillow fights and jello fights and sexy fights, you should see them really fight. Kiss, kiss, kiss. When she holds her hand, he holds his dick, but she just wants to be held. Because she's soft and she smells good, and the only time her stubble can scratch is when she kisses below her jeans. Women fucking women? Dabblers? Fuck that. Men fucking men? Homosexuals. So they can form. You be the butch and she'll be the femme. You be the man and she'll be the woman. Then they'll understand. Then they'll make sense. Legitimate. But what if she wears lipstick and straps on a dick? Her shaved head doesn't match her dress and her flannel is pink. Now they're just confused. Elicit. Think. Okay, now this is me talking. L is the first letter of the LGBT community for a reason. L is electric. L is elevated. L is love. Without the L, the community is nothing. When two women love, it's different. Not better, not worse, just different. Feminine on feminine, maternal on maternal. Energies entwined, moon cycles entwined, blood cycles synced. Imagine for a minute the two greatest women you know in love. Fuck, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? That's something that I can understand. I will never be able to feel it. I wish I could. But it sure is something I can understand. Now, I haven't met these two girls yet. To be honest, I don't even know their fucking names. All I know is they're in love. And that's enough for me.
My name is Nico Tortorella.
Welcome to the Love Bomb.
This is a conversation with two women that love each other and I love, named Julie and Emily. Hi.
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 What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. What are your names?
I'm Julie.
Julie, hi.
Hi. And I'm Emily.
Julie and Emily. Welcome.
Thank you.
But I feel like better is that together we are Gem.
Like, everyone knows us as Gem.
Oh, my God. That is really cute. How did you how long did it take you to come up with Gem?
It honestly just happened a very long time ago. I don't know how it came up.
It just happened.
It's just, like, organic and natural. Yeah.
When we were, air quotes, friends.
Okay. So you guys are an item. You guys are lovers of sorts.
We are lovers.
We are.
How long have you guys been together?
Well, we've known each other for 14 years?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
12 years, 14 years? I can't keep track. We met in 05. What year is it?
In high school?
No. In college.
Okay.
Or no, we met in 03. So it'll be like 14 years-ish that we've known each other.
What college?
UC Davis.
UC Davis. Okay. Yeah. Where are you both from?
Cali.
We're California girls.
Oh, wow. You're both living... living on the East Coast now.
Yes. So, to answer your question.
Yes.
I mean, we say, like, coming on 13, but technically, like, 11.
Are you guys married?
We're not.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Are you planning on it?
We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really matter right now. We feel married as it is. We feel fully committed to each other.
Right.
So, it's... It's one of those things that we talk about, and we're just not there yet for various reasons. And so, you know, we're just happy being together.
Yeah.
I think for me, I hit a moment when I turned 30 last year where I was, like, so ready to get married. And then that passed, and now I just don't care anymore. Hmm. So there's those weird life moments that get thrown at you. But otherwise, it doesn't matter.
Did this election change any of those ideas at all? In terms of marriage?
I mean, like, literally the first text message I had that morning after Trump got elected was like, hey, so are you and I going to go straight to City Hall and get married before he revokes your rights?
Oh, somebody asked you this.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been like a topic of conversation, but to like Em's point, like our love is so deep that like why change anything?
Right.
To me, honestly, marriage is at this point almost just like a business transaction, right. Like, you know, or to gain some rights.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that we're going to be together with each other forever. So like at this point, it's just like eventually we'll see when it happens.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So bring me back to the start. What happened?
I don't know. Where do we even start?
So we met in the dorms.
Okay.
As most people do.
Freshmen.
We were freshmen. And we just became friends. My neighbor was a friend of hers from home, so like in the dorm, so we kind of started to run in the same circle. And I always say I thought Julie was the coolest person I had ever met, and I really wanted to be friends with her. Because I'm a little bit dorky, and I own that in myself.
As you should.
And Julie was a basketball player on full scholarship and just kind of owned it. And so we became friends, and, you know, crazy freshman year happens. And, you know, there was that.
Lots of just drinking and eating.
Lots of drinking,
hanging out. Yeah.
Streaking happened.
Mm-hmm. All of that, you know.
All of that. And so we became close friends. And then when we moved out of the dorms into different apartments, we didn't live together that year, but we lived nearby each other. And I actually didn't like my roommates very much. There was obvious tension for typical girl college reasons. And so I would go and hang out at Julie's apartment a lot. And her roommates were never really there. And so we kind of inherently just started to spend more time together. And then there are late nights and drinking and curiosities. And those things started to happen more and more.
Okay, pause right there for a second. How had you both identified up to this point?
So I feel like I've always known that I was interested in both men and women. And I had experiences with both men and women before I met Julie. But it wasn't really something that I talked about.
Right.
I never, like, outwardly identified myself. I think that when I was younger, there were just things people didn't really talk about.
Yeah, I mean, 15 years ago,
yeah.
too, this conversation, it was not
wasn't,
as
wasn't happening
as it is right now. Yeah.
So there was, you know, fear and a lot of secrets, really, just things that you would do but you would never talk about. Mm. And I think that is, like, sort of the beauty of what college has to offer. It, like, lets you sort of fulfill those inhibitions and sort of be free.
For sure.
And explore whatever that looks like. So for me, I always knew that I was, I guess you could say, bisexual. But it wasn't even really something that I even knew to come to terms with, because I just knew that I was always curious with both.
Right.
And I'd actually never been in a relationship leading up to this.
Okay, wow.
So I had never really been committed to any one person prior to Julie. So it was always, you know, little relationships or, you know, dating flings here and there.
High school things.
Yeah.
And you, Julie?
My story is very different. I grew up also in California, but in a really, really religious family, Hispanic family.
Mm. Catholic?
Catholic. Mm, very Catholic. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even, like, a thing you could even explore.
Right.
It was a sin, right? And something that I actually never even thought about, like, my entire life, like, you know, my parents tried to ingrain this, like, home and, like, house and marriage and the man that you're going to marry and kids. And I never really questioned my sexuality, actually, until I met Emily or got to college. My entire high school, like, life, and even in college, I dated men. And I guess, like, there was the curiosity, but never, like, question, like, oh, I am going to maybe be interested in dating a woman one day.
Right. It wasn't, like, this crippling, you know, thing. Okay.
No. And even, like, I remember, like, my first moment when it was – I was out with, like, girlfriends and, you know, we were hanging out and, like, I had, like, my first – like, girl kissed. It was like, ooh, what is this? Like, this is weird. This is different. Like,
Soft lips.
This feels good. Yeah, not like the scruff.
Uh-huh.
And then.
So true.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Because I haven't kissed anyone else in a long time.
It is very different.
It is.
I mean, depending on the person.
Yeah, true. So I think, like, once I was, like, exposed to that, I was a little bit more open to it. I also was, like, just freed from my family when I went to college. I went to, like, a Catholic school my entire life.
Oh, high school, too.
Yes.
Wow, all girls?
All girls.
Ooh.
Like, my graduating class was probably 60 girls.
Oh, man.
Like, the, like, buttoned up polo white shirt, plaid skirt.
So cute, though.
Oh, yes. So cute. You know, grew up going to mass every Sunday. Like, we even had, like, liturgies on Wednesdays, like, read the Bible situation. Mm-hmm. We had nuns at our school. Like, it was just, like, very part of my life. So to even think about it was
just blasphemy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So when I left, like, I felt like when I was in college, I was definitely sort of more open and looking to rebel, right, and, like, find myself a little bit.
I mean, but also it was kind of like your first time seeing these things too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like we joke about this all the time, but, like, growing up in a Mexican family and a Hispanic family, all we eat was, like, enchiladas and, like, chilaquiles. And, like, I had no diversity in my life.
Right.
I was introduced to, like, foods by Emily, like, sushi. Like, I never had sushi until I got to college.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Amazing.
Exactly. I mean, like, exactly. So, yeah, I guess, like, you know, to this day, people ask me this all the time. They're like, so did you know? Are you gay? Are you bi? Are you straight? And for me is, I don't really like to put, like, a name to it. Like, mm-hmm. Because the best way I can actually explain what happened between me and Emily is I truly just, like, fell in love with a person.
Right.
I fell in love with my best friend. And to this day, I'm obviously now attracted to both sexes. Like, I see the beauty in both men and women. But yeah, so.
I mean, so if somebody asked you how you identify today to both of you, what would it be?
Bi,
both
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fluid, you know.
Fluid.
Yeah. Totally.
Are you guys monogamous?
Yes.
And have been the whole time?
Since we were starting to be monogamous.
Yeah, okay.
Which,
in college, definitely not.
Right.
And, like, a little bit after, not.
In college, I had a boyfriend for a solid year while we were fooling around.
Or two, I think.
Did he know about
it? The first couple of years.
He knew.
Kind of?
Well, kind of.
I mean, he was involved.
He was involved, but he didn't know that it was happening so much without
him.
Oh, okay. So you guys were having threesomes, and then you guys were also hooking up on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, more on the side than with him. Like, with him once, maybe twice,
Had you guys hooked up?
Was not very interested in him.
Just the two of you before the threesome?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Multiple times. Yeah.
So, slumber parties.
Yeah, love a slumber party.
Well, because, like I said, I always would stay at her place, and it made sense because I had a roommate, right. So it was like, oh, you can have the room. I'll stay somewhere else.
Were you guys in sororities at all?
No, we were not in sororities. Okay. They were at our school, but it wasn't like, I will say, these East Coast schools where it's like so much of the population is in sororities that you almost have to be.
Right.
It wasn't like that at our school.
So did your group of friends know that you guys were hooking up?
No. Nobody knew. And I should say, too, that, like, for me, even though I always knew that I was curious both ways, outwardly, people thought that I was straight.
Right.
I mean, people still think we're straight.
You pass, both of you.
Yeah.
Well, that's another conversation I want to have, too.
So, you know, people, and like I said, even, you know, with girls that came before Julie, nobody knew that that was happening. Like, that was between me and that person. Yeah. Always. I never talked about it.
Like, I would say that we actually dated in the closet for
almost 3 years.
Wow. 3 years.
Yeah.
Before we came out to our friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even after we came out to our friends, it took us like another 3 to 4 years to come out to our family. And that was like
I mean,
very
maybe even longer.
Intense.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a journey.
So your families just thought you were best friends for a very long time.
Yes.
Yes.
I also just like personally had a very difficult time coming to terms with my relationship because I was so afraid to disappoint my family.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I also, I'm the only girl. I have two younger siblings who are amazing.
I'm the only girl, too, with three brothers as
wow.
well.
In
common.
So I was, like, so afraid to be okay with it myself because I knew and admit that I'm fully committed to this because I knew what that meant and that disappointment that it would bring my family and my extended family and everyone involved. And so, like, it was...
And God, for that matter, too,
and,
right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not religious at all these days, but...
But in terms of your family's relationship
exactly.
with God, yeah.
Which is crazy you even say that. They're so much more religious now that they know than
really?
Before
wow.
they were. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean,
they've known for coming on 5 years now.
Do you still get Bible verses?
I mean, I don't get Bible verses. They don't ask about Emily.
Mm.
Like, they do. I don't even know what this is called, but they always cross you when they see you or say goodbye to you.
Like a blessing.
Yeah, blessing.
Yeah, they've become more religious over time, which is interesting. It's still like a very hard relationship between me and my parents.
Right. I mean, when God is involved, it's very confusing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole other thing.
But you know what's crazy is like, and I tell Em this all the time, I was like, I actually think it's less about, in my opinion, there's a little bit of the God piece and like the disappointment there, but it's more about what everyone else thinks. It's about
outside of the family.
Outside of the family, yeah. The extended family, especially coming from like a super large Hispanic family. Like my parents are both one of 9 siblings and then they have like so many kids. Like I literally have like 35 first cousins
wow.
on one side of the
family.
On one
like
side
a
of the family.
Community.
And they all like live in the same block, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, separate in like maybe 3 separate towns, uh-huh. then like they're like all clustered together.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh fuck.
Do most of the kids stay in California?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I am like the only person who's like branched out and is doing really.
So how often do you talk to your parents at this point?
I actually talk to them like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
But even when I talk to them, it's like, how are you? How are things going?
Just basic.
Basic.
Yeah, checking in.
Oh, yeah. Just checking in. Mm-hmm. Are you healthy? Are you good? Are you eating? Yeah. Not like, how's Emily? How are things going? Like, they never actually even bring her up.
That
like,
sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. But, like, we've learned to live with it, and you will fight for what you want. And
right.
everyone will come around if they...
If they want to.
If they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could say that's a reason why we're not married yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
And you, what's going on with your family?
My family. So I grew up Jewish.
Okay. Mazel.
So very, yeah. Mazel. L'chaim. So very different.
I'm
you know,
not
I'm,
Jewish by association.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody wants to be, so I rock it.
Right.
I totally own it. It's the best.
Honorary Jew over
here. I don't really practice so much anymore, but it is definitely a part of my identity and very much helped me grow and learn and become a cultural person more so than a religious person.
Right.
That was just how my temple was. So that was part of the way that I was raised. I was raised in Los Angeles, so, you know, exposed to the big city, if you will.
Private school girl or public school girl?
Public school.
Okay.
Yes. Also own that.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud. A diverse public school, if you will.
Where in L.A.?
Pacific Palisades.
Okay, yeah.
So on the
before
beach.
It was the Palisades.
Before yeah. It was the Palisades. Yeah. Like seriously before it was the Palisades. Like what it is now is a little
it's
sad.
It's a whole thing down there.
It's a whole thing. But it was so cute and quaint when I grew up there. So I feel very blessed to have grown up there. I honestly had an amazing childhood. My family is super loving and really supportive and really encouraging and wanting all of us to pursue our goals. And challenge us to always, you know, do better and do good in school and go to college. That was really important. So that was always something that was on my mind. And I was the only girl of four kids. Hmm. So I have an older brother, and then it's me. And then I have twin younger brothers.
Oh, wow, twins.
So, yeah. So I, you know, I think we both had fear of, you know, our identities. And my parents and my brothers definitely never suspected anything, for sure, up until when I left for college. And then, you know, even through college, I never had a boyfriend, but, you know, I could say I was going to this formal or this thing or this date. I sort of talked about it, but honestly, dating was just not really something that I ever talked about with my family. I mean, it's so interesting. Even little flings I had in high school, there were a few that they knew about just because the people were around or they went to a different school. It was usually when they, like, I met them somewhere else that my parents knew. And so I think it became more and more fearful the longer it went on.
Right.
And then...
To come out?
Yeah. And I honestly, well, and I never really cared so much about anybody until Julie.
Yeah.
And so... That also being very scary. And then I fought so hard for this relationship.
She did fight.
I knew that she was always there. So I knew that she also really cared about me. But
if she wouldn't have fought as hard as she fought, like, I probably would have walked away from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, so scared.
Well, how did you fight so hard?
I never went away. I mean, I didn't. I wasn't very nice to her boyfriend.
True.
I mean, but he wasn't very nice towards the end, or just generally.
Yeah, and dodged that bullet.
And so, yeah. So, and I, you know, I obviously encouraged her to break up with him. But when your heart wants what your heart wants, and I, you know, I would talk to her all the time, and I would be with her all the time. And there were times in school where I did, like, study abroad programs because was part of what I wanted to do.
Right.
It was virtually impossible to separate us.
Yeah.
As friends.
Still is, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
And because part of what I wanted to do, and I always, like, felt so strongly about, like, pursuing my personal goals and not getting, like, too attached to somebody, that I was no longer doing what I always wanted to do. So I was a little bit stubborn in that sense, but I think for good reason. Mm-hmm. So I would go away and I wouldn't be with her for, like, months at a time. And so we would still talk as much as we could. But, I mean, generally, I was pretty miserable. Hmm. I mean, she had a boyfriend still and all the comfort of, like, the friends. Like, she didn't go away. I did. And I chose that. And I'm so grateful for those experiences because I learned so much and whatever. But I was sad. I was really sad.
We actually broke up, like, once. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That was later, but
after college.
Well, because we weren't really together in college. And even, like, towards the very end of college was when we even, like, told our friends that we were interested in one another.
How was their reaction?
They were super supportive.
Were they like, yeah, duh?
Yeah. I mean, all every
single
friend.
They're like, oh, my God, thank God. You, like, finally came out. Like, I'm so happy for you, but what took you so long?
But even at that point, we weren't saying that we were in a relationship. I think we just told them that we loved each other.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because we were...
I don't remember it that way, but sure.
I don't... Because it was still complicated.
Right. You weren't using the word girlfriends at that point.
No, I mean, no.
Yeah, that's true.
And we told only a few friends. It wasn't like a big thing.
Right.
It was like we just needed our inner circle to know because we were trapped within ourselves.
Yeah.
And so then when we left college and the big bad world is coming at you, she wasn't done with school yet and I was moving away and I moved out to San Francisco. And so I, again, being my stubborn self, was like, I need to live by myself. Because we had actually been roommates with two other people for the last 2 years of college. So we weren't living in the same room, but in the same apartment.
Separate rooms, yeah.
But basically,
yeah, I got you. Yeah. One was a closet. One was a bed.
Exactly. Wow, that bed.
You make your bed every
bed
day.
Are we sleeping
in tonight?
Yeah, that was
I
always.
Know how
yeah.
that was.
So
it's like midnight sneaking. Yeah. Are you still up? Can I sleep with you?
So even for the first couple of years out of college, it was complicated. I mean, she was kind of living with me, but then also living at home because she, you know, her home wasn't that far away. And then I said, you need to live with a roommate. Like, you need to live with someone else so we can, like, really see if this is what we want. And then she did for about a year. And then that roommate moved away. And it was at that moment. It was, like, it was, you know, sort of this blessing that we weren't waiting for. But it just kind of happened because we weren't planning to live together. But her roommate moved out. And it was a great apartment. And I was, like, I think it's time we, like, do this. And we live together. And it was really at that moment, which was like 8 years ago, I feel like, that it was really that we were committed to each other. I mean, it was like we're adults and we're choosing to live together and we're choosing to be monogamous.
Like 22. 22?
Yeah. 22, 23.
22.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty young to make that like adult decision.
And still pretty much alone. Our family still didn't know at that point. Only a few friends knew. And even, and in between all of that, there was, you know, a breakup and a makeup and obviously, you know, not living together, but not because
but
we
it
didn't
was
want
after,
to be together.
To me, like that breakup that we had, we're like, all right, we're done. Like, let's just like try and date other people and see if, you know, like if it pulls us back together,
right.
then it's meant to be. If it's not, then we'll figure it out. At that, it was, I felt like that breakup that we had when we were 22 and we were apart for maybe a month was like, we still talked every day.
As you do.
For me, it was like a moment of clarity where I was like, I was so heartbroken to even have the thought of not having her in her life, where it was like a come to Jesus moment, if you want to call it that, where I was like, all right, you know what? I have to be all in or I'm out and be committed and be willing to sort of give this a full on 100% chance. And at that point, I was like, and then I have to sort of bring the outer circle in, like our families and everyone know, and like be okay with being gay and loving a woman and loving someone because you're in love and because like they make you feel so good, and not because, not rejecting a relationship because you think that it's out of the norm and you're afraid of being judged and you're afraid of like disappointing everyone in your life.
In hindsight, I mean, I feel like we broke up because of fear.
Yeah.
You know, and we wanted to see, oh my, like, should we just give it that one last try to see if we should be dating other people? Because we always were coming back to each other. And there's a little bit of irony in the fact that, like, I was always chasing you, but then you finally chased me.
That's kind of how it works, you know?
I guess so. So I did. I done good. And so just to sort of close the loop.
Yeah.
You know, that was when we were 22, 23, whatever it may be.
Oh, you know the question that he asked like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Finally getting an answer.
Well, there was a lot of juicy stuff in there.
I mean, I feel like we could do this for hours.
Yeah,
hours,
for sure.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm having a great time.
So we were living together still, and we had a two-bedroom apartment, conveniently.
Hey,
and
Mom, yeah, we have a two-bedroom.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. And so friends still.
Yep.
Like, we just lived together.
I did the same thing.
And so we, you know, it was still a few years. You know, we're in our first jobs out of college.
In California, so.
In San Francisco. And, you know, progressively coming out more and more to our friends.
Right.
And within the next couple of years, we were basically out to all of our friends. And that made it really easy. And we had such a strong support system. And
friends,
we really felt
work,
together.
Everyone we worked with.
Yeah.
Like new.
Yeah, I finally mean, work new. My work didn't know at the time because I really didn't like my job. Which was a bad sort of element. But finally, you know, our friends knew, but it was, there was that consistent, like, pit in my stomach that our families didn't know. And I have something with age. I didn't think I really had an issue with, I really don't have an issue with age, but I think there's milestones. And I was turning 25. And we still were not out to our families. And I was like, I cannot be a quarter of a century and not be me
anymore.
Nobody
in your family still knew at this
nobody
point?
In my family, nobody in either of our families knew. And I mean, it would eat me alive.
Right.
I mean, it was
right?
It
yeah.
really was so hard.
Such a struggle.
But it was, I mean, you were scared. Like, I never, not only did I not really talk about, you know, sexuality. I didn't even talk about relationships ever with my family.
At a certain point, it gets to, like, they ask you, like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? They just stop asking.
I honestly, like, became a little somewhat distant with some of my family members because I couldn't talk to them anymore because I didn't know what to say. Mm. So it was freeing at that moment. And that, I mean, in hindsight, that's not that long ago.
So what did you do? Did you have, like, a sit down, both of you together, have these conversations with your families, or separately?
We did it separately.
Okay.
And actually, since I graduated college, my parents are divorced. Mm. So I had to, like, do the runaround.
Yeah. All four families.
Yeah. I did do dad, I did mom, I did brother and brother and brother. So it was a lot of conversations. I did dad first because my dad is in a new relationship with a woman who, you know, I've met, you know, and experienced and had a relationship with for a long time now, and have grown to really love her and appreciate her. And she's very different from us in that she's super open, talks about everything, is really progressive, has three daughters who are basically, like, all bi-curious. Mm. And it was for a long time hearing those conversations about, like, her kids and knowing this and just feeling like I
courage.
Cannot believe that I can't say it. I just can't say it.
Right.
But it, and like, so, her dad was dating someone who was, like, okay with it, and it was part of his
and
life.
And so he... You know, they would talk about it all the time. And so I think part of that was also saying, like, I kind of know.
Right, right.
Like, but
hey,
it finally, you know, it gave me that courage. And so, you know, when I came out to my dad, I was hysterically bawling. And he was like, why are you crying? This is the best news. Uh-huh. I love Julie. What an amazing choice as a partner. I'm so happy for you.
That's amazing.
And it was pretty amazing. And it's a moment I'll never forget. And I can say every other coming out party after that wasn't as easy.
Right.
But we feel, you know, so lucky to have that. And then it was a rolling party after that. But I did it. And I did it quickly because I knew rumors.
Do you guys get the question, who's the man and who's the woman in this relationship ever?
Oh.
No.
Well,
no. But you
I
know
mean,
what we do get? Oh. Are you sisters?
Really?
Every day.
Every day.
Huh. When I've dated guys that look like me, I would get brothers all the time.
Yeah.
We're like, no, we're close.
I no. Like say we're sister sisters.
We're sister sisters.
No, but only to people who can handle that response.
They're like, what is that?
Yeah, it's like, what?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, do you think there is one that is more feminine and one that's more masculine at times, just in terms of energies, not in terms of gender roles?
I think I'm a little bit more masculine, less feminine than you, and less emotional than you, than M.
In ways, I mean, I would agree. I totally agree. But then I think there are the small things, like I'm very strong for you emotionally when need be. I feel like not to anyone else, but like I'm sort of the rock a lot of the times, like at home.
Yeah, but like I was always a tomboy.
Right.
Like
yeah.
growing up.
You played basketball.
Yeah,
the
sure.
whole thing. Yeah.
Right. So
in terms of like that kind of like physicality, stereotypical strength.
Right.
But like big spoon, little spoon, like I'm the big spoon and she's in my nook.
Uh-huh.
So like, you know,
but
it's
I feel like
even.
That's like a common question that lesbians get. Like, oh, who's the dude and who's the girl?
Well, I actually think
people don't ask us that because they look at us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because
so
you both, you guys can't see what they look like, but you guys both look like very pretty girls. Like I wouldn't ever look at either one of you and be like lesbian, ever.
Right.
Do you feel like that works in your favor?
No. It's hard.
It's hard.
We always get hit on, and you have to, like...
By boys and girls.
Boys and girls. Right. And it's a coming out party to everyone who's new to, like, us. Like, if we are introduced to somebody and we're together and they're meeting us for the first time individually, they're like, oh, how are you? And, like, they're starting to hit on one of us, and you're like, whoa, like, it's really sweet, but we're, like, together. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, together? Like, yes, like, we're in a relationship, we're a couple, we're gay. Like, and
like
that happens to anyone that comes into our life that is new.
And we're older now, but, like, I used to hate it when people would be like, oh, my God, prove it, kiss, make out. And you're like, no, That's not how it works.
So obnoxious.
That doesn't mean that you're in a relationship with someone if you make out with them in public.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've had the run-in with, like, the super bro-y dude that just wants you to kiss in a bar. You know,
all the time. Oh, I mean, it used to happen all the time.
Actually, in February, we were, like, at a wedding, and this guy was just, like, fascinated with our relationship and did this to us where, like, we were talking, and then we were having, like, a conversation, the three of us, and he tried to pull Emily's head, like, closer to mine to just kiss. I was like, first of all, you would never do that. That's insulting. And, like,
get your hand off of her.
Right. Yeah. Like, ew. Like, get the fuck off of me. Like, it's disgusting.
I kind of feel like there's this thing in the community where it's understood that if two guys get together, they're gay. But if two girls get together, it's a phase. They're dabbling. Yep. Right? Is that something that you've experienced?
Yeah. And we've actually had this conversation a lot recently because we know a friend of ours, actually a woman who was in a relationship with a woman in a lesbian relationship and then a guy who was in a gay relationship. They're actually now together. Hmm. But and it's like, oh, for her, it's totally fine and normal.
Right.
But he's gay. So that kind of sucks for her. And it's like,
it's like
what?
A double standard.
Oh, I know.
I think it's so unfair. Mm-hmm. And I feel like men are the most judgy of that, of other men.
Right.
Which, as women, you know, women are so supportive of women. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to, you know, to kind of see sort of the opposite in this instance with men.
Right.
It's like, why?
I do think it's definitely a double standard. I think that women are seen as, like, it's a phase. It's not going to last. Even with the parents.
But also as sexual creatures, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Men aren't necessarily seen as these sexual beasts. No. Women are objectified all day, every day.
Yep.
So you put two women together in a relationship and it's double the objectification.
Well, it's just a show.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not.
It's like porn, pillow fights and fucking...
Yeah. It's like, what do you think we do?
Yeah.
Sit in our underwear and jump around in our bed all day and just like kind of have that Britney Spears crossroad moment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but I think in terms of the straight folk out there, I think in terms of the bisexual world, I've gotten more slack from dudes for being bisexual than I have from girls. But straight girls that I've dated, like, it's definitely an issue, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I've heard that as well. I mean, we even, like, question our friend who's in a relationship with this man who, like, you know, is
bisexual.
Bisexual as well.
Did he come out as bisexual after he came out as gay? Was he gay first?
No.
Or he was always...
He was actually... They were both... straight, if you will, for simplification's sake.
They had relationships.
They had relationships, and now they're together.
Okay.
But they were real relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a fling.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, I think that it's definitely, you know, sort of the next step in, like, sort of the evolution about and how people think about being bisexual.
Right. Well, how do you feel about the word bisexual compared to the word fluid or queer or all of these ever-growing labels in the community?
I mean, bisexual doesn't offend me.
No.
I think there's some that have, like, a really negative sentiment to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or...
Like, I don't really love queer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more of a term used with men. I don't know.
I feel like the word queer is for, like, the counterculture in the community.
Mm.
And I don't look at either one of you and think counterculture. You know what I mean?
And there are certain terms that I don't love that describe being a lesbian.
Like?
I don't even really like lesbian.
Yeah.
It's not
do you think
really
a
pretty word.
Yeah?
Like dyke. I think that's like...
It's very...
It's just harsh.
Harsh, yeah.
And it's
dyke and faggot, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wonder why the L is the first letter in LGBTQ. Have you ever thought about that?
I've never thought about that.
I mean, I think it's fascinating that it is.
Yeah.
Because women run the world.
Well, totally. I mean, I think
maybe
it
a
makes
woman
sense
came up with it.
Yeah, probably.
True.
I mean,
most likely.
Let's be honest. The lesbians in the community, if it weren't for lesbians, the community would not exist, right? I mean, just in terms of a political standpoint, like what lesbians have done for the community, it's like there would be nothing without the women that run the community.
That have come out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about sex for a little bit?
Let's totally. Talk about sex, baby.
So when somebody is like, so how do you guys have sex?
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
I mean, I try to dodge the bullet. How do you have sex?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how do you respond to the asshole that asks you? And then how do you respond to this person that is actually curious and wants to know more?
The asshole will usually just say, fuck off. Yeah. Like, yeah. Go figure it out yourself. You've probably seen plenty of porn. You can, put two and two together. The person is actually, we're actually very open to talking about our life and our sex life and our relationship. Like, there's always people that find out and they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, how does this work? Mm-hmm. Like, how many vaginas have you seen? Like, we literally had this conversation like 2 weekends ago with like another couple of our friends, and they're like, so like, there's been other people involved in your relationship? Like, how does that work? Like, so their minds just start turning, and I'm like, you can ask whatever you want. Like, we're totally open to talking about it. But to the person that is actually curious, we'll be totally open and transparent about it. We're not shy about it at all.
Okay.
And I feel like our sex life just isn't that complicated, to be honest. I mean, we're very intimate with one another. We're very touchy with each other. We're like kissing all the time, not so much in public, but like just together. Like we like to be near each other. So it's just sex.
Why did you say not so much in public?
We're not a PDA type of couple. I don't even think it's because it's us.
In front of our friends.
In front of our friends, we are.
Like, I mean, we'll hold hands and, like, walk down the street and everything. Yeah. And, like, I'll kiss
but
her.
But you could see two girls holding hands and not think that they're dating.
Yeah,
exactly.
You could never see two guys holding hands in this country. In India, it's a totally different story. But you can't see that here.
And not think that they're dating.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And even as, like, a member of the community, I can't even see it that way.
I agree. I don't see it that way either.
It sucks.
I know.
To be completely honest with you, I don't think I've ever even had somebody ask us about sex who I felt was genuinely curious in a real honest way. I think still they're like, what? That really happens? I thought that was just like a wise tale, you know?
Well,
like,
I mean, I think the biggest misconception is the fact that there's two or four holes, right? And there's not one thing that's going into another hole.
Like, right.
Sex
exactly.
between a man and a woman, there's one thing that goes in. Sex between two men, there's like an inserter and, a bottom. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So just in terms of that.
Right.
You get really creative.
Right.
Yeah.
Like how many toys do you guys have?
We don't have that many toys.
All right.
I mean, it's really natural.
Yeah.
We don't really need it, and it just makes it super complicated. We're not really kinky like that.
Okay.
I would say, like, when we were younger, there was more exploration, obviously. But when you're so comfortable with somebody, like, I mean, it just isn't that important to me to, like, try crazy new things when, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Like, we figured it out. We've been together for 12 years.
Right.
So,
So there's no more strap-ons, there's no more any of things? You guys are just all natural?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask who usually comes first?
Actually,
we take turns.
Yeah.
You take turns?
Yeah.
It is definitely a turn-taking situation.
Yeah.
That is an interesting question. No one has ever asked us that before.
It's usually
somebody
like...
does come first.
It's usually...
It is like almost... I mean, it has happened at the same time.
Yeah.
But that is rare.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, like, it's usually the person who's like, all right, are you ready?
Yeah.
And like, okay, you go first.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
go,
like I'll go first.
Whoever's, like, initiating.
Yeah, who's ever initiating it, like, that
usually
day.
Usually goes first.
That's hysterical. So what... Do you guys want to have kids at some point? Is this something you guys have talked about? As I say, guys, for the 1,000th fucking time on this podcast.
Us ladies. Might want to be mothers one day.
Yeah.
We've definitely talked about it.
Have you talked about who would want to carry and all of these things?
Yeah. I for sure want to have kids. I think that the two of us both want to carry. I think ideally we would both like to carry with the same donor.
Mm, nice. At the same time?
No.
Whoa.
Hell no. Can you fucking imagine that?
There's
no way.
Like, it could be kind of incredible.
No. Like, we would probably murder each other. Like,
you would have no support.
Are you guys completely synced up in terms of cycles? in terms of...
Like, we're a couple of days apart. I'm a little faster.
Yeah?
She has a faster cycle, so no, we're not.
Okay.
I mean, it always is ranging because you're always ahead of me, as you
always.
Are in life.
I mean, it's like actually... I'm competitive and always
she's
win.
She's so competitive. She's always walking in front of me. She always, like, runs out the door before me. I'm like, you win! It's, like, just a thing. So, obviously, her cycle's faster than mine. I'm like, you go. You win. So, no, we're not in sync, but we are regular.
How far away do you think the child's life is?
I don't know. I mean, that's the other thing where, like, age becomes interesting.
Right.
And years become interesting because we're 31. And we're pretty certain at some point in our 30s.
Right. Within the next 9 years.
Right. So.
I mean, people, having kids, I know a lot of women that have had kids in their 40s, yeah. early 40s now. Like, life.
Mm-hmm. Happens. It's a lot easier now than it used to be.
So, like, in our 30s, maybe 5-6 years, like, no hurry.
Yeah.
Do you have a bunch of lesbian friends here in the city?
No.
No.
We need more.
Interesting. Oh, I have plenty.
Please. Yeah.
Seriously.
Introduce this to all of them.
Oh, I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
I feel weird about that.
Why?
Because I feel like we should have more, but then I feel like it's weird to go prowling for lesbian friends.
We'll set up a dinner. I got it under control.
You know, like, it needs to be natural. Like, our friend that's now dating a guy who was dating a girl was like, we have a lesbian friend. Super exciting.
Most
for us.
Of
we also
my
just
friends
moved
are
here
lesbians.
From
oh, you did?
Like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a good amount of time in the city.
Yeah. But, I mean, even in San Francisco and here, we've always had, like, a crew.
Right.
Like, in San Francisco, our crew moved from college to the city. And that grows, and you meet people at work. But otherwise, because we were together, we weren't, like, looking for friends.
Right.
Because we were also in the closet, and it was complicated and everything. And then here, we also came, and we already had kind of a crew of friends. So it was like,
we would love more.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like I want to be more present, like, in the community.
Yeah.
And that sounds really cheesy.
Well, I think
but
now
I feel
is
like
the
I,
most
more than
important
ever,
time to be present in the community, right?
Yeah. And I feel sort of an onus to myself and to those like us to talk about it more often and learn more about, like, what's happening. And I feel like, obviously, that's a great way to do that is just knowing other people and finding out what they're doing. Because
well, and the amount of people that are going to know your story now because of this.
I mean, this
is going to do a lot.
Yeah.
This is a huge step in making a difference.
Exactly. I mean, that's
so thank you for
a
that.
Reason
Seriously.
For sure why
thank
we were
you.
So excited about it, because I was like, this is amazing. I've been wanting to talk about this to people or, you know, help other people who are struggling with it. Hmm. And hopefully this helps some girls out there.
It gets
and boys
better.
Too.
It really
it
does, right?
I was thinking about this. I'm like, I mean, being a teenager and even in your early 20s, like, it's so hard.
It's confusing.
It's so, and you're like, who am I? What is happening? So for the young people, just.
Talk to them for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know.
It gets better.
And.
Stick with it.
Yeah. Don't give up and don't hide and have conversations. Find somebody to have a conversation with. Because it's so important to get it out there. And you'll actually find that so many people are so supportive and actually encourage you and push you in the right direction more than you would imagine.
And those that aren't, shouldn't be in your life.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Screw them.
True.
So it's...
or they'll come
it really, it does get better. It really does.
Like, I even with my dad, like, God, like, he is the typical, like... macho, Hispanic,
machismo.
And I growing up was very intimidated of him. I actually had a very rough upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
I was most afraid of telling him. And between my mom and I have always had a better relationship. He actually is more open and sensitive to me and our relationship. And that was so surprising.
There's a little girl.
Yeah. So it's refreshing and knowing that someone who is so intimidated and scary and may not be what might preach that you're not, they're not okay with this lifestyle.
Right. Because they have to.
Because they have to.
But on the inside.
They'll come around.
Yeah.
They always do.
I love that. Do you guys have gay men friends? Gay men friends? What the fuck is that? Gay friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a few. Not like a community of right. them.
Do you ever
but
get
like
the
more...
annoying gay men that are like, ew, lesbians?
No, I feel like the gay men that we have in our life are super awesome. Actually, one of our longtime friends was my dance teacher growing up, and he's gay. And he was one of the first people I came out to, and he was obviously super supportive. But, you know, so it's like people like that or people that we work with that are super supportive and not really, like, don't even think twice about it.
What do y'all do for work? I'm shocked that we haven't even talked about that yet.
I work in fashion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in tech. I work at Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fashion and Twitter.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand.
Fashion and tech.
They do.
Yeah.
How the fuck have you done it for so long? How have you been in this together. Relationship for so long? Because I mean, having a lot of lesbian friends, gay friends, whatever, just a lot of friends in general. I mean, being in a relationship for as long as you
have no matter
been,
what you are,
yeah,
it's hard.
It's really hard, but especially two women, I don't know any two women that have been in a relationship as long as you guys have.
To be honest, I think relationships can be challenging because life is challenging.
Right.
But love should be easy. And our love is so easy. Mm. I mean, I never doubt it for a second.
And we're all we both are also very independent, and we're confident, like, I think, in our independence and being apart, and like, we're confident only because I think, like,
we know we'll be there.
Yeah.
Because we love so hard. I mean, that's the thing. If a relationship is that hard, you don't love
What's
that person
point?
That much. Mm-hmm. Because if you did, you wouldn't get in those stupid fights, and those things wouldn't happen because you learn to work with that person, because there's always compromise. We've compromised to get here. But our love was always there, and nothing ever was getting in the way.
I mean,
that.
It was really hard for a really long time, but I would say, like, it's...
But we still loved really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love hard, and it's just easy for us. And it,
how often do you say I love you to each other?
All the time.
Like all day, every day?
All the time.
Yeah.
Like all day, every day, multiple times.
I need
multiple
to come up with something else.
Emojis.
Means something more. Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I usually end with one question, and that is just, what does love mean to you? And I think this is a pretty solid time to bring it up. Who wants to go first?
It's so hard to, like, answer that question.
Put a finger on love.
Yeah. I just...
It's like support.
There's support, acceptance, like just someone who's there for you, is your partner, who will listen to you, like who will challenge you and like love you at your worst and at your best. Like and like to M's point,
really
like
being unconditional.
Yeah.
Right. No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah, it's the no matter what type of thing.
I mean, and it's just, to me, it's like love should be easy with anyone, whether you're in a relationship with or not. Like, it's even in a friendship. Like, right. if you're trying to force
or with
a friendship.
Family. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking about.
Love can be a lot more difficult with family.
Right.
You can't
exactly.
choose your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you may or may not love them.
Right. I mean, you can love them and not like them.
True.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's interesting, too, because then what does that mean, you know? Because I think a lot of love is really, really liking a person.
Right.
You know, and...
Outside of your family. I think that
yeah.
it only works inside
right.
your family. You can
yes.
love them and not like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially being
exactly.
from an Italian
yeah.
Catholic family.
Yeah. Yes. So...
Well, that
yeah.
works.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
girls. Thank you, people.
Thank you, guys.
So much. Thank you, ladies, for this wonderful.
Yeah, ladies is nice.
Ladies is nice, but a lot of women don't like ladies.
I like ladies.
All right, cool.
Like ladies.
They have all these fucking words. Everyone just needs to stop being an asshole, and stop being sensitive, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, true.
The world would be a much more beautiful place.
Yes.
I just met y'all. I love you. Thank
we love you.
You.
Thank
you
so much for having us.
Okay, well. That was the first time that we recorded an episode where, A, I didn't know anything about the person that was coming in, and B, it was the first time that we recorded two people at once. And the fact that I was able to discover things about these two women at the same time that you were listening to them just makes it that much more of a collaborative experience for everyone. I definitely want to do more of that. The only thing I knew about these two girls before they came into the door were the fact that they were in love and had been for a really long time. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, that was enough for me. So thank you so much, Julie and Emily. I know in the bottom of my heart that everything's going to work out for you guys. So thanks again.
If you like what we're doing and want to support, check out atwillradio.com and learn how.
Love you guys. Peace.
My name is Will Malnati. Check out my show, The Drop-In, where I speak to interesting people about the transitions they've made in their careers. Last season, I sat down with Taylor Kitsch.
What's bizarre is seeing people be me on Facebook or Instagram or all this, and they'll go, it gets crazy, man.
Chris Hardwick.
But it was such a great learning experience because then I learned how not to do that ever again.
Not to do what?
Be afraid of the guest.
Right.
And I never was again.
And Sebastian Stan.
We rented out a hotel room, and we did it at the Time Hotel, and then we had
Times Square?
A McDonald's Happy Meal afterwards.
No.
I swear to God.
And this season, we have even more exciting guests. Check us out every Thursday right here on At Will Radio.